This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
What floor?
I'm going to 3.
17. Oh, 3? 17. 17 for me. Yeah, thank you.
I'm going to the riddle floor. So I'm just going.
Oh, actually, can you change mine to roof?
Sure. We're going to stop at 3.
Oh.
Still, well,
that's
but a, we can
an,
go.
Oh. That's kind of annoying.
Well, that's how elevators work, man. You ask for 3 and you can't unpress an elevator button. Oh my God. You should be able to unpress an elevator button.
Wow. Can we make that technology? Also, buddy, you should stop thinking about elevators and start thinking about how to elevate her.
Oh, we're not together. We're strangers.
Oh, I just assumed. You're both the same height, so I assumed.
What? Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Was it the way that I was looking at her? I gotta stop looking at people that way. Because doctors have told me that I have fallen love eyes.
Doctors? Probably, right?
Love doctors?
They're optometrists. Optometrists? Orthopatricians.
That's not an eye doctor.
Thank God. Thank God. Because with their prices, they better not be eye doctors.
Optometrist?
Thank you. But yeah,
that's
exactly, and that might be the feedback that I'm getting. So I don't know if it's good that someone called it out. And ma'am, I apologize because I
Ding!
Again.
Oh, we're at the 7th floor.
The 7th floor.
Who said 7?
You did.
I said 17. 3.
Oh, okay. Someone I accidentally.
Oh,
well,
hold
wait,
on. We're
17
hold
on. Now.
Just stay here. Stay here. Can we just hit the 10 button? Since we're already on 7, hit the 10 button. That will add up to 17.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 10. All right.
Can I ask you, ma'am? What one? Thank you so much for pressing the buttons. Two.
No problem. That is sort of my obligation when
you.
I'm the one standing closest to the buttons. I totally get it.
What is on the riddle floor, can I ask?
It's a podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle.
It's
been going on for what feels like 10 years. Oh, you've heard enough? Okay, no problem.
Wait, I've heard of that podcast.
Oh, you have? Good things? Probably.
You know, it's like when someone says something and as you're going about your day, here we are, we're on 10 actually. This is 10.
Oh,
okay,
ding.
So that didn't work.
Why the hell did
you,
ma'am,
you don't have to say ding. The elevator already said it.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. I like to say ding just in case someone didn't
Got
hear
it.
The ding. All right, I'm going to press 17 now.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's that thing where like you remember a dream because someone said something that like you only referenced in the dream. So I know that I've heard of Hey Riddle Riddle. I just don't know that I've listened to it. And my gut reaction tells me I wouldn't like it.
Well, great. Ding. 17.
We're on the 3rd floor now.
Oh, fuck.
17.
Okay.
This is the 3rd floor?
It is. All right.
Oh,
starting
we went
over.
Down. I got out at 10 and hit the down button. And so, okay. And did you say you had an appointment on the riddle floor?
I'm actually a host on the riddle floor. I'm not worried about getting there on time. They'll be okay without
sure.
me.
Oh,
so
you like you sit people down at their tables and stuff?
No, that would be a worthy way to spend your life and your time. I do a riddle podcast, which is, I know it takes from the world. I can't quite quantify how much
serious.
It takes. Mm. Yeah, oh, not a joke. All right, we're on the 3rd floor now.
Great. So what, do people just stand? Like, who takes them to their tables?
Well, it's actually no restaurant is involved at all. And I love that. This is a really good question. I'm glad that we're talking about it. But yeah, no restaurant. It's just sort of riddles. But
got it.
We're kind of lukewarm on riddles, but actually this year we kind of love them.
I was trying to gauge what a podcast was through only context clues, and so I think I'm way off.
Ding! All right, we're on the 17th floor.
Okay, I keep doing this. This is where my ex-wife lives. I don't live here anymore.
Where do you live, sir?
Well, I'll have to take my helicopter to wherever I live, so the roof is fine for me as well. I'll get off this gentleman.
Going. Yeah, can I get a ride?
Why were you going to the roof?
Well, I was
going to
try and jump over to my hotel, but a helicopter ride would be quicker.
Oh, absolutely.
You mean... Okay, so you're you're staying at the hotel across the street?
Yeah, but I found it's easier to get up to the roof of this building, jump off that onto my building, and then take the stairs down.
Why? Because their elevator is so erratic?
Yeah, it just sucks.
This is wild. I'm actually staying at the hotel next door as well until my divorce is like final. So I don't mind giving you a helicopter ride right over there. They've got a great landing pad.
Thank you so much. That would be fantastic. Thank you.
And I'll get out right before you guys because it goes riddle floor, roof. So this will work out great.
So what floor, if there's, numerically, what floor is the riddle floor? Or is it just called riddle floor?
Well, sometimes it disappears. You know how, like, some buildings don't have a 13th floor?
Sideways Stories from Wayside High?
Wayside School, yes, of course. I love those books. Those are great books.
Books? I just made up a phrase.
And I'm only familiar with the porn version.
The what, sir?
What's the porn version? Sideways,
Ding. Well, here it looks like we're here on the riddle floor.
Okay.
Crazy idea. Wild idea.
Please don't ask me out. I can tell by your eyes that you want to ask me out.
No, again, it's doctors say that is a problem for me. Sir, I didn't quite catch your name.
My name?
Yeah.
My name is Adil Rafai.
Well, my name is John Patrick Cohen. I go by JPC. Would it be a crazy imposition if my new friend Adil and I came with you?
The doors are closing.
Okay.
No way to stop it.
Oh, well, we're on the floor and you're still in the elevator, so.
Oh, fuck.
Bye.
Oh, I guess she's going to the roof. JPC, you want to host this episode?
It doesn't feel right to do it without Aaron. Why don't we do this one on the roof?
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. And the podcasting award for best introductory opening bit to a podcast goes to...
Dungeons and Daddies.
This American Life. Notes on Camp.
Hit the Ira glass ceiling.
I'm taking the stairs.
And welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. This is a podcast about riddles, but it's also... an exercise for three friends to maybe have a good time.
It's an exercise in audience patience.
How was everyone's week this week?
Aaron, that's a great, great, great question. My week was great. Are you guys familiar with the city of Chicago?
Heard of it.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
So the city of Chicago is kind of an interesting city because some cities have like a mayor, and the mayor is like the person who's like the most
horse.
Powerful person. Yes, exactly.
the fattest horse in any town becomes the mayor.
Uh-huh. In the city. Well, I mean, all mayors are ultimately, they answer to the chief of police and the police unions, but the mayor is usually the one that runs the city. But Chicago has a really fun little system where instead of just having one mayor, we have like 45 little mini mayors, and they're called aldermen or alder people, I guess. And they like run like any neighborhood. So our alderman told us last week that they were going to pave our alley, which is great because our alley is like all fucked up. It's, you know, it's an alley, but it's just like potholes, and it feels like, you know, it feels like every time I drive over it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to fuck my tires up beyond belief. And
is the phrase pave your alley, is that like a euphemism? Like, what did a tough guy show up in like a tight shirt and he's like, hey, I'm going to pave your fucking alley? Like,
a tough guy in a tight shirt was going to eat my ass? All right. I wish.
So it is a euphemism.
But they didn't come. And then I called the alderman's office and I was like, hey, you left us a flyer saying you were going to come on this day, weather permitting. It was a gorgeous day. Like, what's going on? Why are you why didn't you come? And the guy was like, I don't know. I'm looking at a map and I don't even see your alley up for this. And I was like, well, that's a bummer because you left me a flyer that said it would be. And then like four more days went by and I called him back and I was like, hey, like you said you'd call me back. Like, I just want to know, like, do you know what the alley situation is? And he was like, I don't know, man. It's like city of Chicago, right? And I'm like, that shouldn't be the answer. Like, that's not an answer.
That's also not something you should be saying out loud to me. We're not commiserating about this. You work for them.
But today I was just walking around and suddenly I looked outside and they were paving the alley. So it was great.
That's amazing.
The alley's freshly paved and I'm happy about it. I'm thrilled about it.
Fly the dub. Fly that dub.
Fly that dub. That's why people fly the dub, right?
Yeah. It's not for the Cubs winning or losing. It's for if you get something in life done.
If the city government does what they're promising to do, you fly that dub.
Aaron, my week was pretty good. A few highlights. I did a live stream with Gemma for the Patreon, and I dressed up as Cowboy Christ. So that was really fun. It was like I was wearing a Christ robe with a duster over top of it, long beard, long hair, and then a cowboy hat with a crown of thorns on top.
Did you get struck by lightning while you were wearing it?
Almost.
Oh, okay.
And my catchphrase was Yee-haw, hallelujah. Submitted by a listener, so that was fun. So that's on the Patreon, and then I also
we might have to talk, Adel, because that's crossing awfully close to Pretzel Jesus. I know it's not, but it's like it's in the same camp, and so just like
understandable.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do like my new character like scientist
GGC
lizard
is holding tight to Pretzel Jesus.
Just so
a character
we, just
he's
so,
done once.
Just so all of our characters have their own space to kind of grow and come back. Okay, just so we all know.
Someone's fishing for Pretzel Jesus to come back in this episode.
I think I came up with Pretzel Jesus.
If it's been a while since JP Reynolds has shown up, too. I mean, not to, anyone at any time could call for his swan lumps, okay? There's a fucking million of them.
All right, well, today we're doing the Mount Rushmore of JPC characters on this episode.
Ooh,
careful what you wish for.
Let's save that for President's Day.
And the Mount Rushmore would be JP Riddles, Pretzel Jesus, Teddy Roosevelt, and a duck choking on Mountain Dew.
I want to ask this question because I don't know. Can a Mount Rushmore have repeats? Because I would probably have
just four JP Riddles.
That's terrifying.
The other exciting news from this week was I've decided that I'm going to go to Puerto Rico in November because Gemma has a layover there for like 30 hours or something. So I'm going to come crash her layover and it'll be my first time in Puerto Rico.
That's so amazing. That's awesome.
Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico? I don't know. I panicked.
Adel, I don't think you can do it wrong.
Okay. Ooh, like Reese's.
Yeah.
Aaron, how was your week? And this is a leading question because I know you had a rough week.
Well, high highs and low lows. I was having a pretty good week. Speaking of Dungeons and Daddies, weird that you mentioned that. I went to a wrestling show with Anthony Birch and Beth May and a few other people. And
yeah.
I had my personality changed. I am into wrestling now. I had the time of my life. I've never laughed harder. I've never felt more at peace in my heart.
It's so fun, right? Was it AEW or WWE?
No, it was like indie.
Oh, very fun.
And I was dying laughing. There was two children.
What's that indie
there.
Circuit in LA?
In the ring?
No, not in the ring.
Do you remember the name of it, Aaron?
Yeah.
What the indie circuit is?
There was only two children in a wrestling show, typically.
It was late
hundreds.
At night, and it was not kid friendly. And then the kids ended up leaving at like 10. They were flipping off the heels, all the villains. They were like,
sure.
Fuck you to the villains. So they were really getting into it. But when they left, one guy yelled, fuck those kids. And I stood up, and I gave him two middle fingers.
Aaron, not to mansplain, but they're called Heelys. Kids were Heelys.
Oh, right. Pro wrestling. That's what
okay.
We
wrestling, pro wrestling.
I think yelling, fuck those kids, is like a risky thing to yell. I would be very careful before choosing to yell those words in pretty much any context.
Kids have nothing to lose.
I was pissed, but I had the best time.
That's great.
And I was really nervous because I'm a fan of theirs, and I was nervous to hang out with them. But they are so nice and funny in person. But that's why my week was so bad. No, my week was bad because I got into a car accident, and everything's okay, and no one got really hurt. I got a little hurt, but.
Most
everything is okay. Yeah, it does hurt your feelings. I will say that is part of it is you get really, really scared when you're in a car accident. Like it fucks up your nervous system. It's like a really terrible thing to happen. So I'm sorry if it's my first like car accident, really. So I'm sorry to anyone who's experienced this. It's very scary.
You also get this like shot of adrenaline when you're in a car accident. And then like later when the adrenaline kind of wears off, if you don't have like, you know, painkillers, because you start to realize like, oh, no, like it did really hurt to be in a car accident. Like even if you don't get hurt, once the adrenaline's gone, it's like, oh, no, my body was just like kind of protecting me for a second, but it can't keep this up forever.
Right. I think I was more in shock at first. And then like the next day I was like, oh, no. This is painful.
Yeah, I would advise some ibuprofen and a lot of water to anyone who happens to get into a car accident where you don't require like more than that. But it's like getting
broken
in a car
arms,
accident,
ibuprofen and a lot of water.
It's like getting a massage.
Yeah, I'd say Pedialyte.
Ooh, Pedialyte. Someone's had stomach flu.
The way I described the paint, because I had to go to the chiropractor and a couple other doctors and all that.
I'm sorry, Aaron. I got to stop you right there. The chiropractor and a couple other doctors, that would be the chiropractor plus some doctors, other doctors.
That is a very good point. A chiropractor is not a doctor.
No, they're not even a dentist.
as much as they try.
But I was trying to explain the pain, some of the pain to the chiropractor. And I was like, you know those bouncy things when you're a kid that are at events and birthday parties and graduation parties? Well, the only time I've ever felt like this was at my cousin's graduation party when I was on the bouncy thing that had the bungee cord with the Velcro. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where you put on this vest and it's connected to a bungee cord and there's one on each side and you run as fast as you can. And try to reach and put Velcro.
Aaron,
I didn't grow up rich, so.
I don't think that you're doing a bad job describing it. I think you're describing a thing that I don't know. So I think you're doing great, but I can't help you.
Well, with those bouncy things, you're running as fast as you can, but you're connected to a bungee cord, essentially.
Sure.
And so once you run and place the thing, it pulls you back like a jellyfish.
Okay.
Really, really hard.
Sounds
it's terrible.
Fun.
I'm sure they're illegal now.
You should have told the chiropractor, I haven't felt this much pain since I was on my Shetland pony and I hit my butler while...
I don't think that these are
Father's Lamborghini
thing.
Was...
there is a place in Massachusetts where people had their birthday parties where there was a whole warehouse of these things and there were rats there. So I don't think this is a rich person thing. I think this is
Honestly, Aaron, I totally agree with you. The place that you're describing to a chiropractor, I think any chiropractor would understand that because that sounds like where they went to medical school. So it does,
it does
make perfect sense. A chiropractor is like, oh yeah, I got all of my degrees from that place in Boston.
And speaking of, you have a cavity in your lower lumbar.
Casey said that they have them at county fairs. So that makes sense. But anyway.
Yeah, they have rats everywhere. County fairs, Sam's Club.
I said that
alleys.
To him and he was like, yeah, whiplash. And I was like, I have whiplash. I smacked my head on the dashboard and it
and the chiropractor
messed up
said,
the top
not
half of
my
body.
Tempo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the thing that you get from car accidents is whiplash. That's something you definitely get.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I got some whiplash and a swollen face. But I'm alive and I'm more grateful than ever.
Aaron, we're very happy you're okay. Can I ask when it happened, did it flash in front of your eyes of like, oh no, I have to record Hey Riddle Riddle? Like, was that your first concern?
No,
I did
see
it?
My life flash before my eyes, but by life I mean just a slow montage of us recording the show.
Ooh, a slow montage. That's rough.
Yeah.
You joke, Adel, but when I got into my bad car accident when I was 20, the very first call that I made was to the people I was doing a 48-hour film project with, and I was like, I don't think I can do this 48-hour film project.
I want to. Dare I call for a scene? Yes, I dare. I want to see a scene, Aaron. Because it's fresh, and I don't want to make light of it. We're not going to have that you were in a car accident in this scene, but you are visiting a chiropractor for other reasons, just for random checkup or whatever. JPC, you are the chiropractor, and it just so happens that this chiropractor is JP Riddles.
Hello. Sorry, I know I probably have the wrong place because we're sort of in the middle of nowhere, but I'm here to see...
It's not the middle of nowhere. It's actually the middle of somewhere. It's just not somewhere you want to be.
Oh, then I'll head out. I'm supposed to see J.P. Riddles.
You actually found the right guy. It's me, old J.P. Riddles, and this is my, what would you call this? What would you call this? What would you call what I do? What do you think I am? You guess what I think I am.
Well, I'm here to see a chiropractor.
That's it! A chiropractor. That's who I am. So what, you got a broken screen or something?
No, my...
Your scroll all messed up?
No, I...
You try to get to your Star Wars and you can't do it? Well, I'm
a chiropractor.
A car
accident.
You got into a car? Holy dreams! I've always wanted to get into a car. What was it like? How many buttons did you fire? Did everything smell like leather? Ooh, that good kind of leather. Not squirrel leather.
I'm a little confused. My friend Maureen said you were the best chiropractor she's ever worked with. Do you want to just check out my
I ain't never worked with a raccoon named Maureen. And if she says I have, she's lying. She's probably one of these pill freaks.
And we cut to Aaron, you're getting a second opinion at a new chiropractor who happens to be Pretzel Jesus.
Hi, I am a little early.
Skateboard into a McTwist. You think you're running late? I'm running about 3 days late. Pretzel Jesus here.
Hi. My friend Maureen said you were the second best chiropractor she's ever worked with, and I'm in a lot of pain. And
I know Maureen. Let me guess. What's her order? Body of Christ? Nacho cheese? I did her right.
Scene.
It's Pretzel Jesus!
Everybody's favorite character from 70 episodes ago.
Here to save our snacks.
Oh, God. You know what? I didn't think that we were going to find a perfect entry point for those two characters, but it worked really well.
Yeah, very just seamless transition.
Seamless.
Who's Aaron, is it your episode?
It must be, because we haven't done riddles 30 minutes in. It must be.
Not to tell teacher, but I think we might be in trouble if we don't do at least half a riddle.
You're an absolute tattletale, by the way.
Addletale, please.
I've noticed.
You want bullies to give you the name? He corrected into addletale. Bullies must have fucking loved you.
Hey, actually, if you want to punch me, just punch right here. There you go. Good
right
job, pal.
Hey, twerp. Actually, I'm a dumbass, legally.
Get it right.
You want us to bully him? Isn't he like 6'3"? Trust me. Just walk up to him. It will be easy to do.
He'll show you the way.
He's huge. I think he played football.
He's a fucking doormat, dude.
He'll draw you a fucking map his vulnerabilities.
When I played high school football, I was like probably the best shape of my life, like working and everything. And then on the field, when somebody had the ball and I'd run up to tackle them, I'd whisper into their helmet. I'd go, can you just fall? Like, do you mind just falling? I'm so sorry to bother you. No worries if you can't. No worries if you can't.
No worries if you're busy.
No worries if you're busy.
What question can you never answer yes to?
What question can you never answer yes to?
Is it, can I have this dance?
Oh.
I can't say it. I can't say it. I can never answer yes to that. I would love to dance with you, but I can't.
Can anyone own a dance? No.
Is it when you're dancing with your bride or groom and then your uncle says, may I cut in?
It's nothing to do with dancing. We're on the wrong track.
Fine.
We're on the wrong track? Good, because this is a dance track.
But Julia Stiles is tied to this track.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aaron, I believe I know the answer.
Then say it.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's how an answer would work. Then say it.
Good. It's okay. I believe the
answer is, are you awake?
What? I can't say yes to that?
Are you awake? You mean, are you asleep?
Or are you asleep?
Hey, are you awake?
Yes, if they have sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he meant.
Which I've had before.
Which I do.
Maybe the worst thing in the world.
Yes, you were correct. It is, are you asleep yet? And I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
You are two brothers who share a room, and you watched a scary movie earlier that night, and now you're both in your beds trying to sleep, and you're like trying to just make sure your brother's there because you're scared, but you don't really want to admit that you're scared.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, Anthony?
That movie was fucked, right?
Who brought up the movie? Like, why even talk about?
No, I'm just saying, like, that ogre, like, that guy was insane. He's so huge, his shoulders were so broad. I'm just saying, like.
I'm trying to go to sleep. Who cares about the movie? Forget about the movie, Anthony.
Fiona looked just like him, like, big, broad shoulders, like, it's very scary.
Yes, Anthony, I saw the same movie that you saw.
Okay.
But now it's time for bed, and it's time to just forget about it and stop bringing it up, because we don't need to talk about it, because it doesn't matter. Because it's over. Because it was just a movie. Because it didn't exist.
Okay, Tony, fine. Do you mind checking under my bed to make sure there's no little gingerbread man?
Yes, fine. I'll check under your bed to make sure there's no little gingerbread man, okay? Getting out of bed here. See? Nothing. It's fine. It's clear. It's nothing under the bed. Why would there even be? Let's not talk about the movie.
Motherfucker. What was that?
Anthony, we both know what that was.
Tony, what was that?
Anthony, we both know what that was. That was a little gingerbread man who's under my bed.
Oh, no.
So now I checked your bed. It's your turn to check my bed. I did you a solid, Anthony. Now you gotta go do me one.
But if we know, I'm not gonna... What?
I checked your bed. You have to check mine.
I don't want to look.
I'm not sure I've come to the right place, but I'd like to trade my kids in for new kids. It's come to my attention that my children are scared of the movie Shrek.
No, this is a Best Buy parking lot. You're the right place.
Scene.
I'm sorry.
My kids are scared of Shrek?
I can totally see my kids being scared of Shrek.
Maybe not the movie Shrek, but the creature Shrek?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that you were Tony and I was Anthony. I think that was a fun little Easter egg.
Someone's got Sopranos in the brain.
Yeah, that's a bad mom for a lot of reasons. She had one Tony and one Anthony.
Yeah.
Another quick, easy warm-up. I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
Well, hold on. It's not easy unless we solve it.
That's true.
Then solve it.
I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. Jonathan Van Ness? Homer Simpson?
No.
Can you repeat it one more time?
Yes. I actually canceled out that riddle because I thought you guys would get it right away. So I had to go back to it. Just some honesty on your, what day of the week is it?
Well, Aaron, maybe stop having faith in us, huh?
Wow.
That's not a...
that's a solution.
I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
A bald man.
Is there no beard? Is there no beard to begin with?
Shave every
day. I love that. I think you were on the right track before, Adel. So, like, maybe it's someone's job.
Oh, a barber.
Mm-hmm.
A barber.
Wait, how does the beard stay the same?
So the guy shaves other people's faces, but his beard is untouched.
No, but the beard grows, so it can't stay the same unless it's not growing
anymore. I guess he's trimming it.
Well, then he's cutting it.
Stop squeezing your head so hard, JBC.
Why does this man get to lie? That's my question. Why does he get to lie? But I do it once at a bank and I'm banned for life. Fuck
off. He's talking about a sperm bank. He's talking about a sperm bank.
Please.
He lied.
I want to see.
Well, this cup is all full. Sir, this cup is empty. There's nothing in this. No, I did a very good job and I filled it all up. So please take it and freeze it. Okay, I want to see a scene.
No. This is what we were talking about. We're having fun with our friends. This is what we're talking about when we say that. Adel, what's the scene?
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are, this is like, I want this to be like 1950s. I want this to be old school. Aaron, you are, this is almost like a catch me if you can situation where you're on the lam, you're on the run from the FBI. You have snuck into a barbershop and you're posing as a barber. And JPC, you just happen to walk in and sit down in the chair right when she's faking being a barber.
All right, I only have 15 minutes for my lunch break, so this better be quick.
You've come to the right place.
All right, I want a double bowl cut.
Ooh, I know how to do that.
Two
da da dee da da dum da da dee, and I'm tying the little thing, and a doo ba doo ba doo doo, putting the shave cream.
Whoa! What's all this shaving cream? I want a double bowl cut. You don't need to touch the cheeks or the jaw or any of that. Bowl
Sir,
cut.
Look at me. Turns him around in chair, leans down.
Wowee.
I have a handlebar mustache, and you're going to tell me I don't know what I'm doing?
I've never seen a handlebar mustache that big. Never mind.
And I'm spinning you in the chair, and cut, 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 cut.
Ow.
It's all...
Ding, 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 ding.
Sorry to interrupt, but have either of you seen a woman on the run? We're looking for Melissa Disguise. Now, she's wanted in several states for... Well, I can't really say at the moment, but have either of you seen this woman?
She's never been here before, but she sounds like a genius. Can I offer you a haircut after I help this gentleman, sir?
Sure, I'll just sit over here in the waiting area. Thank you.
All right. It looks like no double bowl cut I've ever asked for, but I've lost a lot of blood, and so I'm feeling pretty woozy, and I like the cut of your jib.
Da-da-dum-da-da.
Here's $1. That's American, and you can keep the change.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you down at the Five and Dime for a soda pop sometime. Have a
walks
good day.
Walks 3 feet, falls down on the ground, stops moving.
See?
Isn't the whole point of Catch Me If You Can that he's, like, actually pulling off being these things? He's, like, such a smart guy that he, like...
Yeah, Frank Abagnale or something. But I think it turned out that it was all fake.
I think so. Yeah, they said the majority of it was fake. And at one point, he like pretends to be a doctor. So I don't think he was like that smart. I think he just like... I don't think he was actually like a doctor.
Didn't he fly a plane?
He also pretended to be a pilot. Yeah, he pretended to be a pilot and got away with it. And it's like, well, there's something going on there that he got away with it. Like, how did he fly the plane?
I just watched that movie, and he was he never flew the planes. He was always like riding standby. Like they would have like another pilot like in the wings, like waiting. But I watched that movie recently for the first time. Thank you so much. And the craziest shit in that movie is when he becomes a doctor, because I'm like, surely this can't last. And it's like, he was a doctor for 2 years. So I was like, why? How is that allowed?
But Amy Adams had her breakout performance, so you can't be too mad at that movie.
Can't be mad at that.
And she gave us Enchanted.
I think we'd all agree that Junebug was a breakout performance, but whatever you say, Aaron.
And da-da-dee, snap, turn around, the chair, cut.
Well, speaking of cuts... We're going to cut this first 30 minutes, and we're going to go straight into ads for the opening. So let's go to ads now. This will be the first thing the audience hears.
Oh, my God. I messed up so bad. They're going to kill me.
Melissa Disguise, you're under arrest.
I'm in so much trouble. GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter. Whoa. Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hey, we're back from break and I'm sorry. Let's do a million riddles in the second half. Let's go. This one is from Egg Dog, who's sent in a riddle before. And this is a good riddle that made me laugh.
We have read a riddle from Egg Dog before?
I think so.
You're the egg now, dog.
Thank you, Sean. R.I.P.
Milk.
Milk. Is egg dog one word or two?
Two words. Well, it's technically their handle.
Well,
it's
I mean,
their Twitter handle.
What is a name if not a handle, correct?
Mm-hmm. Shakespeare, huh?
Shakespeare.
A rose by any other handle? A rose by any other handle is still a rose.
An egg by any other handle would smell a dog.
Oh, hold on. JPC, was, I think, oh, shit. Behind you is the teacher from Charlie Brown.
I'd say that's my in-laws. They're,
So sorry. What language is that?
I want to say Greek.
This is JPC's stand-up from the 90s, in case anyone was wondering.
You wanted to say Greek?
A king dies after finishing his meal. It was his friend's restaurant, so the food wasn't poisoned. How?
Kings don't have friends.
Yeah, and in olden days, they don't have restaurants.
That's actually probably true.
You're telling me in like Robin Hood era times, there was restaurants? No, there was pubs and taverns and inns that serve food, but restaurants? I don't think so.
I mean,
attitude.
There are still modern day kings. I mean, there are countries that still have like royalty, right?
No.
There must be countries that still have a king. I know England still has a queen.
You and I walked at like 6 a.m. in Denmark. You and I walked through the royal palace of Denmark.
That's true. Not shit was going on. Did they have a king, right? Does Denmark still have a king?
Oh, yeah. And the guards at the royal palace, they looked like they did not give a shit. They weren't like the British ones where they are unfazed and they can't react to you. They were just like leaning on their guns.
But they were kind of dressed like the British ones.
A little bit.
They had the big hats.
Red and the big hats. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They must be related.
They had little boxes to stand in, too, which was very fun.
Very cute.
Like little toys.
Maybe we could have posed them. Move their arms.
I know the British ones don't move and you can go up there and like pose and take pictures, but these guys would have been like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out of here.
Stop.
I'm full moving.
Officially not my fault that we're not doing riddles.
Okay.
It wasn't the first half, but
The king died from eating at his friend's restaurant.
After finishing his meal. It was his friend's restaurant, so the food wasn't poisoned.
I know.
What?
Is the king in question a Mr. Elvis Presley? Was his friend's restaurant a banana and peanut butter sandwich? And
no.
Did he die on the Aaron, can
don't
I please
say it.
Finish the story?
I know what you're going to say, so no.
Why do you know? How can you guess? Elvis died eating the banana sandwich, shitting on his toilet.
Mr.
And
Elvis,
I don't get to say it on the podcast?
Right this way to our one seat in the restaurant, the shitter.
You're never going to get this.
I would love it if Elvis had a table at every restaurant that was his favorite restaurant to go to, which was just a toilet, like a toilet table.
Single stall table.
Uh-huh.
Aaron, now that you said we're never going to get this, I demand you never read the answer because JPC and I will get this.
Okay. Aaron, is this a king-size candy bar?
No, but this is a joke. This is kind of like a wordplay joke answer.
Okay, read it one more time and I'm going to hyper-focus on all the words.
A king dies after finishing his meal. It was his friend's restaurant, so the food wasn't poisoned. How?
I got it. Tiny throat.
What?
No. You know how kings, a lot of royalty is inbred?
Yeah.
Which produces tiny throats. And this was, he was trying to swallow his food and it just got stuck and he died.
I'm sorry, sir. He's not going to make it. Your son has tiny throat.
Thank you, chiropractor.
I'm sorry your son has tiny throat. Guilty feet. Ain't got no rhythm.
So if it's a king's friend's restaurant, is that where the pun comes from? The king's friend?
I would say the two parts that you should focus on in this order are after finishing his meal.
That's
a thing you can focus on. And then the fact that he was at his friend's restaurant.
Okay.
After finishing his meal means he was done, done, done. Is that part of it?
No, I like what you're thinking of, though.
Okay. So
this is a way for a king to die in any context.
Is this like a Burger King Dairy Queen situation where it's like the Burger King has died after eating at Dairy Queen because they realize it's like this is not a grill and chill for me or something?
No.
Hmm.
Does this involve the guillotine?
No. Hark, what word do you have from the Burger Kingdom? The Burger King has fallen. The Dairy Queen will rise.
Okay.
So,
what the fuck is
when does a king
answer?
Die in any context? Think of all the times kings are taken out.
In war.
When the king is...
Revolution?
No, it's sort of like at the end of something you go...
At the end of their reign.
Yeah. What, but it,
yeah, the end of their reign.
Chess.
Whoa, weird.
Yes, in chess.
The kings always die at the end of their reign.
In
what?
In chess.
In chess. Okay.
Is that the answer?
He had indigestion.
Indigestion. Oh,
okay, I'm mad. You said indigestion when the answer is...
Fuck you, I solved it.
No, you didn't. What do you say at the end of chess?
Checkmate.
This sucked.
He asked for the check.
The checkmate.
Comma, mate.
What do you say at the end of
chess? Indigestion, you idiots.
What do you say at the end of chess? The last 20 minutes were a complete waste.
The Queen's Gambit has ruined our hobbies. Now we play chess. Okay.
So hold on. He died because he said checkmate, but it's his friend's restaurant.
Addle, riddles, addle. Sometimes they're jokes.
Checkmate, I understand.
Checkmate, it's his friend's restaurant. He's calling him his mate.
King's
but he
not always
dies.
Dead in checkmate.
No, and why does he die after eating there? Oh, because kings don't die in checkmate.
What does it have to do with the friend's restaurant? Aaron.
He's calling him a mate. That's why it's friend's restaurant, because it's mate.
Yeah, yeah. British for friend is mate.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Aaron and Addle, you guys are going to be playing a game of... It's like Russian roulette. You're playing like Russian roulette, but it's chess. Okay, cool. So whatever that means to you.
Okay.
Okay, so if I kill your king, you die for real?
Yep, that's it. So let's...
checkmate.
Oh my God. How did I... I left myself wide open. One move into checkmate. I was about to say, let's make this game last as long as possible.
Slam!
So that...
All right, we cut to Aaron eulogizing Addle at his funeral.
But most of all, he was bad at chess. The end.
Do we clap?
And now the bishop shall speak. Of course, the bishop will be talking about all things diagonal. You know, like 45 degrees at
Who
one way.
Who are you?
I'm the bishop. Oh, I'm sorry. Does the knight want to say something?
No.
Are you sure? Any pawns in the house?
The rook would like to say something. The rook would
rook,
like to
please.
Say something. Yes, okay. Let me just... Hold on, let me get up here.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is the rook of the year, so please give a hearty applause. He's just broke his arm, but he can do whatever he does much faster.
All right, excuse me. This is going to be way faster if I just cut sideways through this, okay? Excuse me. Well, fuck.
I'm sorry, real quick, can everyone get out of his way? And who keeps moving their horse 3 spaces forward and 1 to the left? That's super annoying. Please stop moving your horse in that manner.
Okay, I'm stuck behind this guy. It looks like he's trying to trade in like an old radio for cash. Can someone help this guy?
Oh, the pawn?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
And I'm sorry, Queen, can you have a seat? Queen, you are moving all over the fucking place.
Woo! Yeah,
you can't just
drunk.
Do whatever you want. You can't do whatever
yes,
you want because
I
you're bored.
Yes, I can go wherever I want in this place. I can go this way or
no.
this way,
no.
this way or this way.
Check. Mate.
Scene.
I'm sorry I made the queen drunk, but it just felt right. Here
Woo!
Is a riddle from Jeremy. Jeremy
Thank
says,
you.
You read my pizza roll riddle in episode 162. We'll have to take your word for it, Jeremy. I know I speak for all of us when we say we don't remember what happened before just now.
Jeremy, that was 10 episodes again. 10 episodes ago. There's no way that we can remember that.
Jeremy sent in riddles today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is what Jeremy has to say. When is 61 more than 100?
When is 61 more than 100?
When is 61 more than 100?
Oh, when it's 1961.
No.
Interesting. I mean, that's just more numbers. Aaron, are we allowed to add more numbers?
A great year. Bay of Pigs, right? Huh?
Uh-huh.
When did that happen? If it was 61, I'll be really impressed.
Khrushchev, Kennedy, someone get this Bay of Pigs.
Einstein, James Dean, Brooklyn's got a winning team. Davy Crockett, Peter Pan, Elvis Presley, Day of Pigs. Day of Pigs. Daniel Day of Pigs Lewis.
Bitch. Bitch.
Aaron called it.
Bitch.
Okay.
Aaron called it. It was 61. Bay of Pigs was 61.
Hold on. Aaron, I'm willing to admit. That's maybe the most impressive thing I've seen another human do on this planet. But now, to cement your legacy, Aaron.
Yes.
Doing the most impressive thing I've ever seen anyone ever do ever.
Hey, Adel, I hope you're not about to take the wind right out of my sails.
I need you to explain in 1 minute what the Bay of Pigs invasion was.
What did I say? Adel, about taking the wind out of my sails.
I
want to
see a scene.
Oh, she's looking. She's looking at her phone.
I want to see a scene.
It was in Cuba in 1961, and it was John F. Kennedy, and it was a bomb went off. What do you know about Bay of Pigs? A beach?
I want to see a scene. It was on a beach? I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a sixth grader. You're doing your report on the Bay of Pigs in JPC's class, and you absolutely clearly did not study or prepare, and you're trying to improvise it on the spot.
Come on, everyone. Calm down. All right.
Rhubarb.
Please, and you are up for your Bay of Pigs presentation whenever you are ready.
Fellow classmates, teacher, thank you so much for being here today. I know that it is sometimes boring to listen to students talk about their projects, but I really appreciate your enthusiasm. And thank you so much to the teacher. Can we give the teacher a round of applause? Thank you for being so good about quieting down the other students.
And please, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Whenever you're ready, just the Bay of Pigs.
The Bay of Pigs happened in 1961.
Wow, she seems so pleased with that part.
John F. Kennedy was president at the time.
I'm so sorry.
Uh-huh.
Carl?
Yeah?
One more outburst out.
You want one more? Sure.
No,
fucking
I'm saying...
Tits. Oh.
I'm Principal's sorry. Office. Principal's office. Go.
P-R-I...
No, don't spell it. Walk it. Walk to the principal's office now. I'm done dealing with you.
Okay.
It was the height of the Cold War, and John F. Kennedy was president. The Bay of Pigs didn't go well. Something was wrong. It was in Cuba, and something went wrong. It is a part of John F. Kennedy's legacy, which, honestly, if he had been president longer, it might have been a smaller footnote, but it was actually a pretty big deal. It was a real big part of the Cold War. It was Fidel Castro.
Anne?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Again, these
are... I have 20 more minutes.
No, it's fine. Again, I told you guys, these are graded on effort. And it looks like you put in a ton of effort into it. You learned some dates. You said John F. Kennedy a couple times.
That's perfect.
You said Bay
Cuba.
Of Pigs. Thank you so much.
Communism? All right.
Yep. All in the correct era. I could have used you saying CIA.
CIA, threat of
Thank
war.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Anne. Thank you so much. Okay, Carl, you're back from the principal's office?
Yes, and I just want to apologize.
Okay, apology accepted, Carl. Let's just keep those outbursts to a minimum. You're up, okay?
Okay.
Carl, your project was on how babies are made. Everybody got to pick their project.
Uh-huh.
All right, Carl, I can't wait to hear about it. How babies are made from Carl, everybody.
Yes. I just want to take some time to say thank you to the teacher and all the students for their enthusiasm. Thank you.
Hey, guys, we don't have to do the thank yous.
Soviet Union. Sorry.
Yes, Anne, you're doing great. We just got to get to the projects.
When two people love each other very much, what they'll inevitably do is buy some Vlasic pickles. Now, when the Vlasic pickles run out, the stork at Vlasic doesn't have a job. So what the stork does is it goes to its little underground lab.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
What? Okay, Anne, you've already gotten the grade. You got the A. You're doing a great job.
And it's can I just say, teacher, it's so sad to hear that all those pigs drowned.
Carl?
A whole bay of pigs?
Principal's office. Principal's office, Carl.
P-R-I-N-C.
Can he do it?
Wait, you want to make
Kenny? I wonder if he can do it.
You want to make Kenny do it? Kenny, can you do it? Kenny, can he do it? Kenny, do it.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it. Which spelling of principal? Like the principal, like the principal's office. I'm sorry, did you say like a principal office? No, Kenny, you know I didn't say that. I said like the principal's office. P-R-I-N-C.
The Bay of Pigs was a failed landing operation on the southwestern coast of Cuba in 1961 by Cuban exiles who opposed Fidel Castro's Cuban Revolution.
Teacher, she's reading from her phone. Can I do that for my report on babies?
How would you read from a phone? It's 1991.
I have a calculator watch.
In my mind, it was 1991 in that. It was 1991. Yeah,
it was never said, but if it was that in your head, then you're correct.
Hold on. Hold on. I think it was 1991 in that scene. Let me just Google what...
What year was it in that scene?
What does it say?
Holy shit. Suck my ass.
Oh my God, you got it right.
1991.
Aaron, I'm
sorry. In my notes app, 1991. Wow.
That's
holy
the most
impressive
thing I've ever seen. Yeah, we should
holy
say for
shit.
Listeners, in real life, when we used to do world news and stuff, a lot of times you enter a scene, you know, you might start whisking in a bowl or you might start typing on a computer, and then JPC enters the scene, and you might start an initiation that goes something like, hey, Greg, how was your weekend? And JPC would immediately stop and go, my name's not Greg, it's Jim. And I'd be like,
and
oh,
it's
I'm sorry.
Tuesday.
And then you get off stage and he goes, sorry, man, my name was Jim in my head, so you should have picked up on that. And it was just a great lesson.
So I would say my name is Jim, even though I said my name wasn't Jim. So I would say, like, you're right, you did get my name, but I wanted you to, like, think of a different name?
No. I would call you Greg, and then you'd
mind say... Games. Yeah. Mind games. Mind games.
5 minutes ago, I had the confidence of 100 sons. Yes, sons. Entitled sons. Who had a lot of confidence. And then, I played a little thing in my brain where I was like, I'm going to go on Jeopardy. I'm going to be famous for my brains. And then two guys just dashed my dreams. They made fun of me. They said I was reading it off of my phone.
Well, you were.
No. Just at the end.
Just at the end.
Hey, I just happened to be texting someone while reading an exact Wikipedia of Bay of Pigs.
What happened at the Bay of Pigs? And what was its legacy?
John F. Kennedy went to Cuba he got a Cuban sandwich and the ham tasted weird.
Nope.
So he corralled all the pigs into a bay and drowned them. And Fidel Castro came and said, you can't do that. And JFK said, this is international waters. And he watches all the pigs drowned.
History is written by the winners.
The CIA tried to start a war with Cuba by arming a bunch of quote unquote like Cuban expat dissidents and then sending them over.
Hold on. Expats like Tom Brady?
A lot of people died.
Many Bothans died. We can all agree on that. Many Bothans died.
Wait, Many Bothans? Oh no. Oh, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine.
Is there a gas leak in all of our houses right now? Are we experiencing a collective gas leak?
Hold on. Oh, it's on the Zoom. Hold on one second. Casey, can you fix this gas leak? Oh my God. There is a gas leak on the Zoom.
Okay, Casey changed his name to Gas Leak.
Okay, here's... You know when you're driving and then you don't know how you got somewhere? You're like,
no.
I just drove for 40 minutes and I was so disassociated.
Aaron, honey, no.
And you go like,
no.
I don't even remember doing that. I was just...
Wait, this person was in a car accident?
I wasn't driving, okay? But that's how I feel in this episode where I go, were we just recording? I forgot to be alert and in my body. Okay, I'm so sorry, everybody. When is 61 more than 100?
When is this 69? One still?
Yeah.
When is 69 probably?
Is it something like, well, yeah, when 789? Does it have anything to do with 69? I think Alice's correct.
It has nothing to do with 69.
When is 61 more than 100?
Yes.
Okay, is this like a conversion thing? Is it like 61? Fuck.
That's smart, but that's not
more
it.
More than 100. When it comes to like the number of letters in the name of it or something?
No.
61.
This is a really great riddle. This is like one of my favorites that we've had in a long time.
Is it
wow.
when it's
so
okay.
well done, Jeremy.
Is it when it's a vintage bottle of Chateau Bordeaux?
Chateau
Bordeaux?
Jean Castel?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, real quick,
hint.
I do want to see a scene. So, Aaron, you and I are at a wine tasting. Adel, you are going to be uncorking these wines and pouring it for us, but you don't really know much about wine and the names that you're making up. You're just trying to, like, get through them and say them in French.
Great.
So we just want some, like, not too expensive wine at our wedding, just something that we know people will enjoy. We're not really wine people, so we're just so excited to hear your recommendations.
Yes, of course.
But we don't want it to be cheap. I know she didn't say cheap, but like we want it to be good wine, but like we don't know wine.
Of course. I think I know exactly what you're going for. And also, ma'am, if I may say, nobody enjoys wine until they taste it. So let's pop open this first bottle. This is a screw top.
Oh, okay.
Let me just,
promising.
You can just drink from the bottle. And I think you'll find notes of frog. You'll also find notes of piano and notes of grandma. So swish that around in your mouth.
What's the name of this?
This is a bottle of Flamignon.
And what's the year on this?
This has no year.
Oh, okay. So that what you described and you just handed me the bottle, that's a pass for me. I think that we because that doesn't.
Oh, no pass. Offense, pass that, in a good way.
No, that sounds like we want a little more upscale than that. I think we came in too hot with like the cheap stuff. We want a little more expensive than that.
Of course. Well, let's dump that in the trash. Let me grab this one. This is a very small bottle, as you can see. It almost looks like a cologne bottle, but I promise you it was not where I kept my curved cologne. Okay, so this is, here you, sir, you start with it first. You're going to taste notes of Billy Joel.
I gotta
bottle
say,
of red, bottle of white.
Sorry, let me turn down my radio.
I gotta say, this smells a lot like cologne.
Oh wow, yeah, it really does.
I think it smells so much like cologne that I think I don't want to drink this. I don't even want to try this.
Well, let me tell you the label, sir. This is a 2004 Gazooks. So it should be. I don't know why you're tasting cologne.
I'm so sorry. We're doing a bad job. This is not your fault. This is our fault. We just want something that's pretty like middle of the road, like agreeable, like good wine that's not too cheap, but like everyone, it's like a safe bet. Just like a regular Chardonnay, your run of the mill Pinot Grigio, something just standard.
On the way home, we don't want anyone talking about the wine because it's like not good or bad. It's just like it was the wine. Yeah, it's just like wine.
Yes. So. I've given you some red. I've given you some white. That does not seem to appease your palate. So let
How about a rosé?
Here's a yellow wine. This is a nice yellow. This is a 2011 Piss. So I pour some here. Forgive that there's a lack of bubbles here. It's also going to be
really
quite
warm.
Cold.
Oh.
My wife runs cold. So,
and that's what you call an improv slam. Two opposing ideas
at
coming at
time.
Each other at 100 miles
Same.
An hour. Oh, brother. Here's your final hint for this riddle.
Okay, please.
And this is a riddle a hint that Jeremy wrote.
Okay.
Which is, this was written by the same guy who wrote the pizza roll one from weeks ago, and he sticks to a theme.
Yeah, Jeremy, we begin this shit saying we didn't fucking remember the pizza roll one. Wait, no, the pizza roll one was he microwaves it for like 1 second less.
Mm-hmm. So what, you just said the word. You used a word that's very important here.
Microwave.
Yes, that's when it is. A microwave. The reason being that if you type in 61 seconds and press start, it will go for 61 seconds. If you type in 100, it runs for 1 minute, 60 seconds.
Oh, so it was a conversion thing.
Well, not really.
Oh, okay, good.
I should have let you finish your answer, because then maybe I would have agreed.
In my mind, I was like doing like miles to kilometers or something like that. But yes, time, my friend. 61.
I have, and this is the joke, 15 more riddles prepared for this episode.
Can you do them all at once? Like, can you mash them up into one riddle that we can do in the next 2 minutes?
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, that's a reasonable request. Aaron treated that
bike.
Like it was a reasonable request. I'm sorry, Aaron. That riddle was shadow bike?
Yeah. Shadow,
okay.
Bike, echo.
Oh, Gandalf.
Time.
That's Gandalf's bike, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. This is Shadow Motorcycle. This is Shadow Condo.
Look for me on the ninth day when the morning sun is at its peak, and I'll should be doing some fucking sweet skids and like an ollie.
I would like to see a scene.
Yes.
Adel, you are Gandalf.
Oh.
Wow. And you are at a wizard convention and you happen to sit next to a one, J.P. Riddles, who's there for some reason. And he looks enough like a wizard that they let him in.
Who's there for some reason? Okay, I love it.
Excuse me, friend, is this seat taken?
Yeah, seat can't be taken unless someone is allowed to take the seats, and I tried. Trust me, all of these seats are bolted down, so no one's taking these seats.
Very good, thank you. I need to rest my ancient bones. Now, can I ask, of course, this is Wizard World, which, at Rosemont Convention Center, is, are you a wizard yourself?
Well, I'm a bit of a wizard, and I guess it depends on what you call spells. Most of my spells are recipes, and most of my recipes are ways to prepare squirrel. If I could ever catch one of those wily little bastards. You strike me as a wizard type, though, yeah? Mm-hmm. A big hat, big beard?
Yes, I am a wizard. I had some tickets for my friends to join me, but they decided to...
Chickens!
Some tickets.
Oh, yes. We could fry those up, eat them, have a nice little meal.
Ooh, yes, I would love some ticket cacciatore. I told my friends to take a flight. They decided on Amtrak, and I said, fly, you fools, it'll be much faster, but... They got stuck on a train, so I'm here alone, and I'm looking to make friends.
Ooh, I've been stuck in a train before. That was one confusing year of my life. But what doesn't kill us only makes us more like a train.
Kickflip, Ollie. What's up? I'm Pretzel Jesus. Cinnamon Checker Sesame Seeds.
What's this guy's deal? He seems cool.
I'm the snack guy.
See?
And I've died for your sins.
You know, Jesus and Gandalf have a lot in common. They both died and came back better than before, dressed in white.
Mm-hmm. Did Jesus come back better than before?
I can't remember.
He didn't stay around long enough for anyone to know, but the guess is that he would have.
I think I've said this like 50 times before. I'm going to say it one more time. My favorite part in any movie is when they see Gandalf. I think it's in the second movie after Gandalf like fell to his death, and they see Gandalf in the woods and they're like, Gandalf. And he's like, Gandalf? I don't know Gandalf. And he's like, I am Gandalf the White. And it's like, yeah, it's the same fucking name. Like, what are you doing? I hate that. Yeah. I hate that part.
Yeah, Gandalf the Grey.
Who the fuck is Gandalf the Grey? Oh, P.S. My name's Gandalf the White.
I knew that name once.
It's like, oh, are you Anthony Kiedis? Anthony Kiedis. No, that's a dumb name. My name is Anthony Kiedis Jr.
Well, this has been a nightmare, but this is my floor, and so I'm going to get off here. And,
okay.
Anything to plug before you get off? I get off?
I have something to plug. Why don't you check out Hello from the Magic Tavern Patreon. We have a new Patreon. It's patreon.com/Magic Tavern. Also, Magic Tavern Season 4 has started, and we have a lot of cool guests, including we just had Anthony and Beth May from Dungeons and Daddies on, which was a goddamn delight.
Anthony was not pleased with his performance on that. That's one of the things he talked to me about on Friday.
He was great. I think he just hurt himself. And then...
he was like, I picked such a complicated character, and then I was like, Aaron was just a mouse. I could have been something like a mouse.
I think he was insulting you.
No, I picked a great character, and everyone knows it.
And then, agreed. And then speaking of wrestling, in season 4, I think maybe by the time this comes out or next week, we have a very big wrestler on that was amazing. I think he might be the champion of WWE right now. I don't watch WWE, but I think he might be the champion, have the belt. So check that out.
You didn't give him a Google before you had him on the show? Couldn't have Googled.
Do you not remember his name?
I remember his name. I don't want to say in case it hasn't come out, and I don't want Arnie and Matt to yell at me.
Yeah, I'm sure you kept it vague enough that they won't be able to.
But I'll give a little hint for our listeners. I'll give a little tasty treat. He has his own cereal. That should be helpful. JPC, anything
Captain
to plug?
Captain Crunch?
That's
Captain Crunch? He had Captain Crunch on the show? Wow. You can follow me over on Twitter at JPSoFly or follow me on Twitch and Instagram at Shark Barkman. Aaron, anything that you would like to plug?
I have nothing.
Aw, Aaron.
Plug hugging your friends. That's what I'm plugging. Hug your friends.
Get consent.
Well, of course, get consent.
What about your family? We're just leaving them out in the cold?
hug your family unless they're shitty. Cut shitty family members out. That's what I'm plugging. If someone is a true toxic person, you really don't owe them anything.
Wow.
I'd like to change my plug to cut shitty family members out as well.
Yeah.
Hold on. Aaron, I'm sorry to call you out on air. This sounds directed exactly at Mitch.
No, Mitch has been very funny over the family group texts. I can't cut him out. He's been making me laugh out loud.
He also made the group text, so good luck getting him out of there.
He did make it.
He made it.
I feel like for the first 25 episodes of this podcast, Mitch was a main character, and I feel like he's been written off the show, so I need to bring him back.
I feel like on my deathbed, I'm going to die with such useless information in my head as I know that Mitch made the family group text. And people are going to be like, why would that be valuable to you or to anyone? I say it's not. It wouldn't be, and it's not.
Something as useless as what year the Bay of Pigs happened.
Aaron, I do know that during the Bay of Pigs, there's a lot of astrological happenings going on, and a certain planet was in retrograde. I don't know if you know this, but that's what made JFK make the decisions that he made. Do you know what planet was in retrograde?
I'm not Googling it. I'm texting someone.
Can you say it in a JFK accent?
Jupiter, goodbye.
And bye forever.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, horses and robots. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's Yah! Saddle Saddle Part 2. That's right, the thrilling conclusion. You can listen to that, plus Part 1, plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there. Yah!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.